within the current work of today is the area of redressing those imbalances and errors of the past that have taken place, and correcting general imbalances that have resulted from personal desires and preferences, and the constriction of the teachings and so forth. This is a current work, and a person may be led toward this as to include this within the realm of their work, and it can be very specific, and it can be a focus or concentration, but also within the larger framework of the current work, one keeps in mind that it's important to contribute toward the opening up of the way for everyone, opening up of the opportunities for everyone who seeks to become of it, seeks to take part, and not putting limitations or restrictions on each other, either based on race, gender, experiences, limitations of societies, but rather to embrace those differences as part of that one unity. It's important to recognize that lots of activities have taken place, lots of work has taken place in the past in which people were excluded, and now it's important to redress those errors and to create a situation that balances and harmonizes, unifies the larger situation. And just like a pendulum swinging one direction, it may take an overflow to the other way before it comes back into the center and into balance. So if you have experiences that are yourself, or as you view society, you know, societal situations that are not in balance, the corrective to this may be that you have to be more to exceed the center point on the swing back of the pendulum, so to speak, until you can finally get it more and more quiet to the balance point in the center. Recognize that this has taken place through people in as simple a way as gender politics, where either males or females have dominated a society, a patriarchal or matriarchal society. It can't be continuing on in the same manner in this age, which does not mean that there can't be certain situations in which males or females would assume a dominant role, but rather that the limitation is not based on fear or personal perspective, personal desires, so much as the need for the current situation. For example, if you're dealing with feminine health or males, activities, then you might want to have females or males being the taking the dominant position in this, being the primary position of leadership. But not in the realm of guidance, assistance, teaching, leadership within the framework of organizations, societies. This has to come into a balance, an equality. And because a lot of this is not the case now, is imbalanced, then again it may take the redressing of these balances by extending it more to the other side. This, for example, is an example of this would be affirmative action in the United States in regard to racial characteristics in which races of people were excluded from schooling, from jobs, and so forth. So regulations were passed that required a certain percentage of people be of that particular race, or that they were given advantages, people within that race, above the majority, so that they could get the experience that was needed to grow in a larger sense. And this is the same thing within the framework of people, and especially true within the relation of races, communities, and genders, that we really open the door for the balancing of what has taken place, and we do what's necessary for that to come about in this current age. And so a lot of the current work is toward this, and while it's of a lesser nature, we'll say, than the higher realms of realization and experience, still it opens the door for it. These qualities are needed in order to have a real harmonization and unification of peoples. When you go about work in your own life, then it's important to keep in mind that a lot of folks have been excluded, and to make a special effort to open the door for those people in your current activities, and if you're involved in an organization or group, to make sure that you're not caught in limitations of the past, or you're not doing things simply because it's been convenient or was done in the past before. Rather, look for the opportunities of equality, of evenness, of opening the door and way for all peoples to participate in accord with their abilities, understanding, realizations, and the inspiration that they get. It's important to keep this in mind and heart and breath, and when you're guided in a certain direction toward exceeding that balance point of today's activities, remembered many times is something that's needed because of the imbalance of the past. This you'll have to feel yourself, you'll work through within the particular conditions and situations, and you can't pay attention necessarily to what somebody else did as being right or wrong, or the guiding aspect of what needs to be done now or what you should do now. No matter how high the individual was, there can be good reasons for them acting in a certain way in the past, or it can be a blindness. You might consider that, take into consideration their activities, but also pay attention much, much more on that inner guidance and inspiration and knowing, the feeling, the equality and unity of love, heart, beauty, within your own soul, and how that relates to others, and then always seeking that guidance of what to do, when to do it, how to do it, with whom to do it, and lay on that, rest on that, rather than previous activities and certainly things that were rules or regulations or modes of operation or something that's convenient.